Regardless of the state of the law, people with disabilities have been finding their own way in the able-bodied world for some time now. And here is a case of how technology is addressing an old challenge for deaf people. In a highly technical field where terminology and vocabulary are highly specialized, how do you communicate efficiently? Sign language has had some real difficulty keeping up with the explosion of technical language in scientific fields over the last few decades. For instance, this year, one of the resources called the Scottish Sensory Center's British Sign Language Glossary Project added 116 new signs for physics and engineering terms, including signs for light year, mass, and X-ray. Universities that serve the deaf have been dealing with this problem for years in the sciences, using social media now and collaborative platforms to keep language a resource for experts and for students who want to learn. Joining us now is Dr. Carolyn Solomon, professor of biology at Gallaudet University, which serves a large deaf community in Washington, D.C. Also with us is her sign language interpreter, Stephanie Deja, who works with the Gallaudet Interpretive Services. Dr. Solomon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Quite literally, you're using wiki technology and video platforms as a way of trying out signs and developing democratic ways of going, yeah, that one will work, that one won't work. Is that what's going on now?
That's correct. I'll have to thank Dr. Richard Ladner at the University of Washington, because it was his idea as a computer scientist, and he's the one who developed the architecture for the ASL-STEM, STEM form. And he's been working with us at Gallaudet and also with NTID, the National Technical Institute for the Deaf at RIT. So we have students and faculty from both universities contributing signs to this. And it's nice because the more signs that are up on the site, the more interaction and the more evolution to the signs happen, and then we can all agree on and then eventually use. It's really fascinating to see the signs that have been posted on the forum. For example, the word protein. It's a very common word in science and biology and chemistry, and the signs that have been posted on the forum are very connected to the context of the word. For example, protein, when you use in terms of nutrition, it's located near the mouth. The sign is near the mouth. But if protein related to enzymatic processes, the sign is related to strength and speed because it's a catalyst. So the one word, English word, may have four or five different signs because of its context.
Oh, that's all right. That's very interesting. So one sign would mean protein as food. One sign would mean protein as participant in a chemical process. Can you give me an example of a sign that just didn't work out, that just people went, you know, that's not going to work?
I think sometimes, for example, we use the word organism. We've been using the sign animal to represent organism. And that's not actually a fair representation because that means all living things, including plants as well as animals. So we've tried to evolve that sign to be more conceptually accurate. And there are several examples now on the forum, like the sign using O, and then using this alphabet, using O, the sign O, and then incorporating that into the sign of life as organism.
And it's fascinating to me that all of this sort of linguistic content and rulemaking is decided democratically with the professors and students interacting in a collaborative way using video on a wiki that you set up in collaboration with the University of Washington. It must be exciting to be actually involved in the evolution of language in real time.
It is very exciting. We have students working on the project as well. Every student that's worked with me on this project finds it very fascinating and very exciting. So there's a lot of interesting discussion among our faculty and our students as well.
Well, it sounds great. Dr. Carolyn Solomon is a professor of biology teaching science to the deaf at Gallaudet University. Stephanie Deja is her interpreter, also affiliated with Gallaudet University. Good luck, and thanks so much for allowing us to sort of listen in on the evolution of language.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.